looking forward to a beautiful Zman together, Be'ezer Hashem. And it's very, very exciting to really kick into another gear. This is Shana Gimel guys can tell the Shana Bet guys that we were going a little bit soft during El. Not too soft, but we were going a little bit soft. And now we're going to be kicking into another gear in Kates on the Barkin. And the goal is, and keep your eye on the prize, Rabosai. If I'm not carrying through, push me. The goal is that I want to be Messiah. We did this 1 year when we had a similar length of Perek. We had Perek Hachovil, which was about the same amount of Davin. We did the whole Perek from the beginning to end. Be'ezer Hashem by Pesach time. By Be'ezer Hashem, I hope the same thing as well, that we should know Perekates and Mevarkin, as well as to do Hilchos Pirchas HaPeros. Every once in a while I get excited in the sugya and I begin to slow down a little, you give me a kick, that's in a nice way, that's totally fine to make sure that we get our goal, that we know the parrot. By the way, I emphasize also that I don't see why not that every yeshiva bachur should finish the mesechta that his yeshiva is learning, and that means in our case, that means everybody should do mesechta's brachos. Now we're doing in the Daf Yomi Masechta Shabbos. So if the truth is, Shabbos people think is harder than Brachos. In many ways it is, but for me, particularly for recording the Daf, so far Shabbos has been a lot easier, because Brachos is actually, legend has it, but someone told me it's not true, that legend has it that Brachos is, Adam's, we need to look into it, but that legend has it that Brachos is actually the longest Masechta in Shabbos.
Most words
in Shas. That's the legend. Someone even attributed it to the Gruh. Then someone said it's not true, so you just have to check on the computer program. So whether the Gruh said it or not depends on whether it's true or not. So anyhow, someone could do a CD-ROM check. I didn't do a check. But the bottom line is, there's no reason why every person, even if it's the longest Masechta in Shas in terms of words, everybody should go. The goal should be to finish that. There are two different goals, that means, in terms of Gemara. Many different goals in terms of how we want to grow this year, but two different goals. One goal is to know Ketz and Mevarchin called Hafoch Veshov, all Gemara Rashi Tosas, even if I skip a Tosas, do the Tosas on your own, to know the Shiurim well. Shana Gimel guys, I spoke with other guys that they should have even more goals, but now I'm describing the Shana Bet goals, and you should shoot for knowing the Masechta. Every year, know the Masechta that your yeshiva was doing. That's the goal. Every year, that means if you learn Yezocha to learning yeshiva from 5 to 10 years, so then you'll be on your way knowing Shas. That's the way to do it. Once you get 5 Masechtas down and you get the biggies down, so then you've got only a few more. It's not that many more. And whatever you miss, you make up with the Daf Yomi and so on. But know the Masechta there. Know the basic Gemara Rashi. Sometimes Talmidim get caught up that the Iyun trips them up. What do I mean? Then Iyun, the Rebbe, screams at them, "You didn't notice this in Rashi? That's a simon that you didn't read the Gemara properly. That's a simon you didn't do Iyun properly." But to know, just to go know and be familiar with the basic Musagim and Shas and Torah Mishnayos. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. The Gemara says 11 lines from the top, Kimcha Dechita. Dechiti. If you have the flour of wheat, Rav Yehuda Omar Borei Kriya. Now, Rav Yehuda says the bracha is Adam. Rav Nachman Omar Shakol Niyeh B'dvaro. And Rav Nachman says that the bracha is Shahakol. Amalei Rav LeRav Nachman. Rava asks, said to Rav Nachman, Lo Tiflu Galeh. To Rav Yehuda, to Rav Yochanan Shmuel, Kaimu Kava say. How could you come out and disagree with Rav Yehuda that Rav Yochanan Shmuel already said that we paskin like this? The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, B'chein Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan, Shemen Zayis Mevarchin Olav, Bore Priya Eitz. We see that when it comes to Shemen Zayis, when it comes to oil, we make the Bore Priya Eitz. We know why the Gemara brought up the Sugya now, because the previous Sugya was talking about the Bracha Shemen Zayis. So now the Gemara uses that as a springboard to discuss whether Kimcha Dechita is like Shemen Zayis or not. So what do we say? Shemen Zayis gets a Eitz? Alma. Avogav Dishtani B'milsa Koi. We see that even if the matter is changed, it retains its same bracha. Hachanami avagav dishtani b'milsa koi. So too over here, even though the chita has changed, nevertheless, it's going to get the same bracha. Now, Rabosai, I want to show you how you don't even need Rishonim to make a lamda shalating on our Gemara. The Lamdus doesn't even start with the Rishonim. This, by the way, is a treasure that Rav Soloveitchik left us. This is one of the things that Rav Soloveitchik's talk was unique. Soloveitchik showed that if you read the Gemara deeply, you don't even need the Rishonim to see a tremendous amount of depth in the Gemara. Some people described in that way, Rav Soloveitchik's shir was different than all of all the other, even Rashi Yeshiva of his day. The Rashi Yeshiva, many of them, said what was the standard discussion: how to explain Rashi, how to explain Tosos. But on both sides, there's a tremendous depth just when you see the Gemara itself. What is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, Kimcha dechita, we have machlokes from Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. What we're going to see is the omek of the Shakla Vitaria is the omek in the Rishonim as well. The Gemara says, we have machlokes. Let's just get the sheet that's clear. Rav Yehuda says, Adama, Rav Nachman is Shahakl. So the Gemara now asks, why would you say that you get a shahakol? Rava says to Rav Nachman, why would you say you get a shahakol? You see that when it comes to shemen, the bracha is a bore pri ha'eitz. Could anybody tell me what was presumably Rav Nachman's svara and what is Rava's kasha? What happens most times, even when talmidim learn be'iyun, what do? They read the Gemara, they read the Shittas, they read the Kasha, and then say, oh, what's next? What do we have to look at? Oh, let's see Rashi. Let's be Medayik and Rashi. What about understanding the Omek of the Gemara? What was the Machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda? And what was the Raya that was brought in from Shemen? And if you just set it over that Shemen also gets our Eitz, and so too here you get our Adama, then you miss the Omek of the Kasha. Yes.
When something changes from its original state, does the bracha also change?
Oh, beautiful. Let's just make it a little bit deeper, but beautiful, Yaakov. Beautiful. There's something deeply conceptual in our sugya that's going to have a zillion nafkaminas and hilchos brachas. And that is the following. What happens when you have a pri? What bracha does a pri get? Ha'etz. What if it's a vegetable? It's also a pri. It gets a adama. What happens if it loses its suras ha'pri? What's halacha going to be if it's no longer a vegetable, if it's no longer a fruit? So, what's Rav Nachman's svara, presumably? Rav Nachman's svara is it's a shahakol. Finish off Yaakov. I just added Surah Sapri. That's the Lomdisha terminology. But you said it in English, but the terminology you want, the halachic terminology, is Surah Sapri. Is that what determines whether it gets Adama and Eitz? Okay, so what's the kasha? So, what's Rava saying to him?
So Rava says that you have an olive,
right,
that changes into olive oil, and the bracha is the same.
So we see that when it comes to brachos, there the bracha does not necessarily change, even though it has Tzuras HaPri. That, by the way, this is how Rav Soloveitchik learned Pshat in the Gemara. But this, all of us can say, if we read the Gemara with this type of lens. That's not just the Gemara is saying two different shittas, and the Gemara is saying, oh, you see that we see that just like when it comes to the shemen, it still gets AIDS. What the Gemara is driving at, it could very well be, in other words, to crunch, the omek is that the pashtus, the machlokis between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda is whether if there's no tsuras hapri, does it retain its original bracha. Rav Nachman says that once it doesn't have a tsuras hapri, then it gets a shahako. While Rav Yehuda says no, who says Tzuras HaPri is critical? Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, we see from Shemen that you don't need Tzuras HaPri. This is how you should have read the Gemara. If you didn't read the Gemara this way, then you didn't make a lamda shalating on the Gemara. Then you didn't learn the omek of the Gemara. Then you just translated the Gemara itself. Let's see how Rashi learned. Kimcha dechita, ochol kemachitin kamo shehi, bar pri adama, kishar choseis chitin. So why is Rashi, according to this Hesber, why is Rashi saying like Koseis Chita? It's a Gemara later on that says that if you chew on wheat, then it gets a Bar Pri Adama. In other words, there, it's the Pri Adama. So there we say that gets Adama. So too over here. It doesn't have Tzuras HaPri. It's coming from the same thing. Continues Rashi, the Ishtani, Vigora. The Gemara says that we see that when it changes, So then, in such a case, what's the halacha? The halacha is that we should say that it gets worse, it gets a shakel, because it changed for the worse. Since it didn't go up. Now why Rashi at this stage, correct me if I'm wrong, at this stage the Gemara didn't even bring up Ishtani Iluye, right? The Gemara didn't even bring that up. Rashi already forewarns that we're talking about Ishtani Iluye. Okay, we'll leave that for a moment. Okay, now this to me is clear, this is the pshat in the Shaklavatarya of the Gemara. What's going to be critical now is how do you read the Gemara's Teretz? Answers the Gemara. Midam. Hasam lesle iluya achrina. Hacha isle iluya achrina bepas. Says the Gemara, there's a difference between shemen and chita, because when it comes to shemen, it doesn't get any better. However, over here, it's going to get better because it will be turned into bread. All right, Yaakov, you started, so let's let you finish. What's the Gemara's teretz then? So Gemara says, we learned that the Gemara says that there's no tzura sapri. Yet, nevertheless, Shemin gets the same bracha, so too the man d'amar wal shehakol, Rav Nachman doesn't make any sense. So Gemara defends Rav Nachman. How did the Gemara defend Rav Nachman, Yaakov?
By saying there's another stage.
Okay, there's another stage. Yaakov, that's not enough. What do you mean there's another stage? Okay, there's another stage. So what?
There's another stage.
We brought a raya that even though that there's a tzura sapri, even though there's a tzura, there isn't a tzura sapri, it still retains the bracha. So how do we answer? What's the Gemara's teretz? Isla iluy achrina, lesla iluy achrina. What's the teretz of the Gemara?
There's another stage, and flour is not the way it's eaten. It's bread.
Flour, this is not the way flour is eaten. Oh. Okay, so Rabosai, this is one way of reading the Gemara. Ein hachanami way Yaakov is saying. By the way, I challenge you to find someone on the page who says you're pshat. I challenge you to find someone who says you're pshat. Yaakov suggests that the Gemara's teretz is like this. The Gemara says, no, when it comes to kemach, it's not the derech to eat it. When it comes to shemen, that's the derech to eat the shemen. Hence, wait a second, Yaakov. Tzura sapri, is it important or is it not?
He said it wasn't.
Now we change our mind. So Yaakov learns the following pshat. Okay, we're going to call this Yaakov's pshat. It's good. I wouldn't develop it if it wasn't the bad pshat. The hava amina of the Gemara. By the way, if you took it, take a look at Salvechik Shirim. That's how Salvechik learned originally. That's how he read the Gemara as well. The hava amina of the Gemara was that you define the bracha by the tzura sapri. To which the Gemara says, but wait a second, we see by shemen that you don't follow tzura sapri. To which the Gemara answers, no, we abandoned the tzura sapri idea. We forgot about it entirely. You see by shemen that you don't follow tzura sapri. How could you say that? You make a bara pri agafen on shemen. Elamai, it's not the derech. And the halacha is that whatever is the derech to use that food item, then it retains its original bracha. But if you have something that's a pre, which has been changed, as long as it's still the derech, then it retains its original bracha. That's what the Gemara's teretz is. That's what Yaakov claims. Rabosai, agree or disagree? You agree with Yaakov's pshat? You not only disagree with Yaakov, you disagree with salvation. Baba, you could most definitely disagree. You have all the permission in the world to disagree. But you're saying good, Yaakov. But there's a problem, and if anybody doesn't notice, then it means that you didn't make a good landing on the Rishonim. First we start with saying you didn't make a good landing on the Gemara. Then the next point is, if you didn't notice the difficulty in Yaakov's pshat, then you didn't make a good landing in the Rishonim. Okay, what is the difficulty in Yaakov's pshat that already one of the Rishonim was Ma'orah? Yes, Jack?
From what he's saying, because of that, you reach the final step, and it's not Tzura Sapri, but if you sing Shakol on the Kemah, it is according to Rav Nachman.
It is according?
It would be according to Rav Nachman, according to what Yaakov said.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying that's the defense of Rav Nachman. The defense of Rav Nachman is that when it comes to Shemen, it's a derech, then you make a bracha, bar priyates. When it comes to kemach, it's not the derech. Whenever it's not the derech, then you don't get that bracha. Rav Osai, I want you to tell me what's difficult with Yaakov's pshat. I want you to write it down as Yaakov's pshat. And then it's going to go. We're going to save it this way. This is how we're going to construct every. This is how we're going to construct it. It's a legitimate way of learning. However, some of you should be bothered by the way he read the Gemara's Teretz. Some of you should say, I don't think that that's correct. And if you didn't say that, then the Chura, you didn't read the Gemara and the Rishonim carefully enough. Yes, Eitan?
Well, we said before that the reason why flour it gets shot is because it's not there for Hila. But we said earlier in a previous Gemara that if you don't drink Shemen is not there for Hila.
So we're talking about Alidea Nigra. Talking about Alidea Nigra. Yes, Avram? Oh, that's what I was looking for. Avram asks beautifully. He challenges Yaakov and he says, is that the pashtus of the words of the Gemara? That doesn't seem to be the pashtus of the words of the Gemara. That what seems to be from the words of the Gemara? The words of the Gemara don't seem to be that we're differentiating between derech and not derech. The Gemara talks about iluya achrina, whether it's improved. That's what the Gemara describes. Whether it improved or it got better. That's what the Gemara described. That's a different description than derech or no derech. Rabosai, who said what Yaakov said and who says what Avram says? This is the discussion in learning Pshat in the Gemara. This is the Machlokes Rishonim itself. But before I show you the Machlokes Rishonim, alright, you know what? Let's start with the Machlokes Rishonim. I want to give you a nafkimina la halacha, but we'll get there, Bezer Hashem. Take a look at the Rif. The Rif Mamish learns like Yaakov had said. Says the Rif, Kimcha Dechita, Rav Yehuda Amar Bar Priyadam, Rav Nachman Amar Shahako, Umistavra Ki Rav Nachman, and it's Mistaber like Rav Nachman, says the Rif, Delo Regili Inshi Lisfuya Kimcha, because it's not normal for people to swallow flour straight. What do? They eat it in a different manner. So first of all, the Rif paskins la halacha that the bracha is a shahako. And he says it's mistaber for this reason. What reason? That's mamish the reason that Yaakov said. Now Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't like the Rif. Let's see the whole Rabbeinu Yonah. And see the mamish, what we're struggling in the Minei Ubei in the Gemara is what Rabbeinu Yonah also struggles with. Zokta Rabbeinu Yonah, Rav Nachman Amar Shahak, Kim Nishtani Yishtani. The Kosov Rif Vagonim, the Alokka Rav Nachman, the time of the Doom, Mishim the Lord Regini, Yin Shin Sluya Kimcha. The Ein Zanir of the Mori Harav. And this is not correct to Mori Harav. Now this is, has always been unclear to me. If someone could verify, maybe ask one of some of the Talmidei Chachamim here. This is written by Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah himself was a Talmud of others. So I think when it says Mori Arav, that's referring to Rabbeinu Yonah himself. Just to verify, if you could ask other Talmidei Chachamim who it is. But I think it's Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't like it. Mipnei she gemara nir beferish, da lacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, it seems to the Gemara that lacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That mean hasam, amalei rav alei rav Nachman, lo tifla galed rav Yehuda v'rav Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, koi kaveseh. The sphere late, the Shem and Zayis Varchan Labor creates. Number one, says Rabbeinu Yonah, we see that the Gemara had quoted from the fact that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say that Shemen gets a Bore Kriya eggs. Va'afagav di Ishtuane, lo nishtani berchaso. Hachanami, afagav di Ishtuane, lo nishtani berchaso. So the Gemara said that all the Amoraim say that you should get a Bore Kriya Doma just like Shemen. So that's reason number one. V'kivan de Rava du Basra, since this was Rava's argument, and Rava is a Basra, in general, we have a very interesting idea that the Amorayim, you follow the Basra, the later one. So Rabbi Yehuda, Hilchos HaKavah say, V'avol Bishar of Nachman Heshiv V'omer Mi Dami, Hasam Leki Luya Achrina, Hachik Luya Achrapas. Even though the Gemara responded and defended Rava, nevertheless, the Gemara responded and defended Rav Nachman, who says that the bracha is shakol. Nevertheless, afilu hachi, Here, the Rabbeinu Yonah says an amazing chiddush. Kivan shelo hayadocha osa mikoach mishnah velo koach braisa ela mikoach svara ein lanu laniach svaras rava bavur svaras rav Nachman. Even the Gemara introduced whatever this means, ika iluye achrina bepas, nevertheless, we won't let go of the fact that originally Rava was the Basra had a question, and all you gave was a Svara back. Now, by the way, this is a very interesting Maramakom. This is a collector's item. This has profound implications in general, and that is that Rabbeinu Yonah seems to have held that if the Gemara rejects something with a Svara that's not as strong, if the Gemara rejects something with a Mishnah or a Braisa, and Lav Davka do we paskin like the final outcome of a Gemara if it's just a Svara. If it's a Raya from a Mishnah or a Braisa, that'll be something else. But a Svara, that's nebulous. That itself could go in either direction. Okay, so number one, he says, he believes that the halacha is that we don't paskin like that Svara of Isla Iluya Achrina, and therefore what would come out is that it would get a Bara Pri Adama. Va'od continues on, Rabbeinu Yonah, then I'll take your questions in a moment. Va'od, Rav Nachman Gufei Lo Amar Shahako. Rav Nachman himself didn't say that we say Shahako. She'ein Derech Bnei Adam Lo Achlo. V'im Kidveim She'poskin L'Kulim Yizeh Atam. If the riff was right, Hayelo L'Rav Nachman Lomar Mi Dami. Hasam Derech U'Le'echol Hashem Man Al Yidei Nigman Kidin Basav L'Ilm. Rabbeinu Yonah has a Bonakasha. Frek Rabbeinu Yonah, that's not in the words of the Gemara. What the Rif says is not what the Gemara says. If the Rif had given a Svara that's found in the Gemara, then that's a reason to pass like it. But the Gemara did not say what you said, Yaakov, says Rabbeinu Yonah. The Gemara did not say that it's Derech. Rather, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara introduced this hard idea to understand of Iluya. That Isla Iluya Achrina. So what do you see? You see that the Rif, at least the way Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be suggesting, could very well have read the Gemara exactly what Yaakov had said. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't accept it. It could be that the Gemara is saying that in general, bracha is defined by derech. The derech to eat that food. And the tzuras apri is not important. And the Gemara entirely rejects Tzuras HaPri. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Yonah does not learn that way. Rabbeinu Yonah understands that what's going on over here is what? Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Gemara is not talking about Derech. The Gemara means something else. Now what does the Gemara mean? So Rabbeinu Yonah will tell us what he thinks it means. Okay? So this is where you see Yaakov Svara, and you see Yaakov Svara entirely rejected by Rabbeinu Yonah, because that was how the Rif had paskin, and he says it doesn't fit into the Gemara. The Efsher Letaretz V'Lomar. What one can say is say that what the Gemara means the following: the Hachika Amar. This is what the Gemara is saying. Ein L'dmosam Zolazu. You can't compare Shemen to Kemah. The Hasam Lesli Luyachrina. Hachis Luyachrina Pas. The Yotza Michlal Hadin Harishon. Shekoveya bracha chashuva yosef. He says, no. When it comes to pass, so then, the moment it begins to go onto a track of a different bracha, the moment you take a chita and you grind it down, you're sending it on a new track. What track are you sending it on? Bread. Hamotzi. So then, vafilu achi kol zman shelo igi lo se ilui, so then, once you took it out of the track of chita, of koseis chita, and you put it on a new track, and it didn't reach the new track, so then, in such a case, what bracha does it get? The bracha that it gets is a shahako. However, when it comes to shemen, Shemen, what happened over here? What happened to the Shemen?
Finished track.
The Shemen, you didn't take it out of its track. The Shemen, it's reached its Iluya. So then in such a case, it keeps its original bracha. Okay. So Rabosa, let's summarize what we have over here. We have the idea that the Gemara starts off, and you're going to see this isn't going to be important. The Gemara starts off with the idea that the bracha is defined by the Tzuras HaPri, according to Rav Nachman. And therefore, Kifa Defita will get a shaka. To which the Gemara then asks, by Shemen, we see that even though it doesn't have the Tzuras HaPri, it doesn't get its bracha. To which the Gemara says, no, when it comes to this, this is different. Why is it different? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why it's different. The reason why it's different is because, we're going to learn now according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it lost its track. When it comes to Chita, it went on a different track, and it didn't reach that new Iluya. So it's in between. If it's in between, we know a general rule. Some it's in between always gets a shaka. If it can't fall into this category, can't fall into this category. We've had other examples of the past of this. Then in such a case, it gets a shaka. However, when it comes to Shemen, there's no reason to believe that it lost its original track. Now, Rabosa, what does it mean that Shemen hasn't lost its original track? I'd like to be choker according to Rabbeinu Yonah. L'fi the sheet of the Rabbeinu Yonah, the way we're reading the Gemara right now, that the Gemara says, and this is the standard way of understanding it, if it has Iluya Achrina, then it falls off track. If it doesn't have Iluya Achrina, then it stays on track. Here's the following question, Halakha L'maisa, which was going to have a zillion afkaminas in Berachos HaPeiros. And that is the following question. You see, you need lamdos to be able to understand the halacha, to understand how the halacha emerges. Here's the question. What happens if you have a pri that on some level has lost its tzuras pri? Does it get a bore pri aetz, or does it not get a bore pri aetz? Let me show you a machlokas aposkin in this regard. Let me show you how folks are supposed to. And today, for the Dvar Halacha, we'll just finish off. We made reference to this Halacha, this Machlokas HaPoskim, but, what's that?
We gave one. We break down the oranges.
Oh, very good. That's exactly it. And that's going to let's now pull out. I always told the Talmidim, always have Mishneh Berurah. And if you have this book, this is our secondary textbook. If you have the Shulchan Aruch with the Taz and so on, it's even better. If you take a look in Simin Reish Beis Siv Zayin, we have a Machlokes HaPoskim when it comes to Tmarim Shemiachan. Now, Rabosai, we're not learning yet the Shulchan Aruch entirely, but I'm trying to dramatize what's at stake of how your Mazbir, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gemara's Teretz. Says the Mechaber in Reish Beis Siv Zayin, if you have dates that have been crushed, Rabosai, what's that in Shas? Tmarim Shemiachan, what's the expression in Shas of that? Anybody know? Trima, that's Trima. That was the Mar Malkum on Lamech Hesem and Al. Trima means crushed fruits. So if you have crushed fruits, so then in such a case, what's the bracha? Borei Priya Eis. Okay. The Ramah quotes, Betrumas Hadeshen, Yesh omrim levarech aleim shahakol. Some say that you make a shahakol. What's behind that Trumas Hadeshen? What's the rationale of that Trumas Hadeshen that says that the bracha is a shahakol? So let's go with the second pshat in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah by Os Mem Zayin and Sharet Zion says, the yesh mehem shesovrim da yesh omrim poli gam adina mechaber usvirele the kivon the nisrasku legamri mevarech shahako, that they hold that when it's entirely broken down, when it's nisrasek legamri and there's no recognition of the tzuras hapri, so then in such a case the bracha that you get is a shahako. Oh. What's the svara over here? It could very well be, and this is the position of the Netziv. The Netziv holds that it could very well be that the moment that the pri loses its Tzuras HaPri L'gamri, even if it's Iluya was Lekach, nevertheless, the halacha is that it no longer gets a Bara Pri Ais. So if you see a little bit of apples in the applesauce, then it still has a Tzura Sepri. But what if you have applesauce like we have today that's entirely cut down, that you don't see any reminiscent of the Tzura Sepri? People know it comes from the apples, right? Rav Nevinzel said the question is whether people will be able to see if it comes from apples. But maybe that's not enough. We don't pass them like this. But maybe it's not enough. Maybe, says the Trumas HaDeshen, the moment that it loses, there's no Tzura Sepri whatsoever. You don't see real small pieces of apples. So then, in such a case, the bracha is going to be what? A Shahakol. That's the Yesh Omrim. That's a sheet of the Yesh Omrim. Now, we're not talking Lahalacha right now. I'm just trying to develop, to understand the sheetas of what we're playing with in our sugya. Now, here's the following question. When the Gemara says that there is in Iluya Achrina, does the Gemara hold on to the original idea of Tzuras HaPri? Or has the Gemara entirely rejected Tzuras HaPri? Does that maintain? Is that maintained? Or is that not maintained? Let's follow again in the Gemara itself. We have a Havamina of Tzuras HaPri, the way Yaakov learned. The Gemara rejected it. And the Gemara said, no, we see from Shem and Zayis that we don't follow Tzuras HaPri. To which the Gemara says, no, Shem and Zayis is different because as Iluya Achrina. What's the Gemara's Teretz Iluya Achrina? So what did we say according to Rabbeinu Yonah? What does Rabbeinu Yonah mean? What does Rabbeinu Yonah understand? It's still on the same track. Here's my Chakira. What does it mean it's in the same track? Is the pshat that it's the same track, is that an olive, its pre is olive oil? Or is the pshat, no, the rejection of Tzuras HaPri is final. We don't hold the Tzuras HaPri altogether. Is there some way that one could read into the Gemara that what the Gemara is saying is that the ultimate expression of the olive as a pre is not as an olive? But what is it? It's as Shem. It's a Beferish Ramban Al HaTorah. Zok the Ramban Al HaTorah in Dvorim Yudalit, the Ramban writes that what's chayiv in Trumas and Meiser min HaTorah? An olive or olive oil? So he says the Ramban, Yud Dalit Chof Beis, says the Ramban, Shafilu Zaysim Vanovim Shelehem, Vanovim Meiser Shelehem, Eino Minatora, the Chiyuv of Meiser is not Minatora on olives. Ad shiyasu tirosh v'yitzar, until they become wine and oil. And then there he says, Mizbar me'agemar me'atalmud bavli v'yushalmi. I don't know if the Ramban wrote this, but they say brachos lamed vavam et alav. What are they saying? The our Gemara that says iluya achrina is that the expression of pre of olives is as shemen. But Eina Chinami, when it comes to other fruits, no one is going to say that apples are only Chayiv and Maestros when they make it into applesauce. Even if most people, if no one ate apples straight, that would be a different story. But even if most people made it into apples, for sure, apples would be Chayiv and Maestros already at the time that people take it into their house as a raw apple. However, when it comes to Shemen, Shemen's unique. The pshat in the Gemara Iluya Achrina means that the Zayis is not a full pre until it's actually turned into olives, until turned into oil. It's not a full pre until it's turned into oil. If that's so then what's the teretz of the Gemara? The Gemara's teretz is, no, you misunderstood Shemen entirely. What happens when it comes to shemen? What happens when it comes to zayis? Zayis has its shame pri. Shame pri remains. And then, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gemara is entirely rejecting the previous idea of derech. It's not derech which is koveya, whether it gets a hates or not. It's not the derech. It's whether it has a shame pri. According to the Rif, it's a question in the Maskanas HaGemara is whether it's derech or not. That's according to the Rif. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gemara says, no, derech is not critical. It could very well be that this Teretz is resuscitating the notion that Suras HaPri is critical. What does it mean, Iluya Achrina? The whole tafkid of the Shemen, of the Zayis, is to be Shemen. That's the whole tafkid. Iluya Achrina. And that's what the Rabban al HaTorah says. Rabban says, Abi Chidush La'alacha. He says, for the Chiyuv of Maisros, he says the Chiyuv of Maisros is only when? Only when Shemen, not Zayis. Why? Because that's Iluya Achrina. And the Magi over here says, Brachos Lamed Vavam and Alf. That's what our Gemara is saying. That's how he understands our Gemara. Now, is this have to be the pshat according to Rabbeinu Yonah? Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be it. You can understand Rabbeinu Yonah simpler. Rabbeinu Yonah is not going so far. All Rabbeinu Yonah is going as far as to say is that just that it's on a track. It never lost its original track. But not to say la halacha, it's saying that you need the tsuras hapri. The Netziv understands the Gemara along the lines of what I just said. The Netziv understands that according to the Rif says everything is dependent on Derech, but he claims Bedas Rashi, but we'll leave Rashi for a moment now. He claims there's another way of understanding the Gemara, and he says this is correct, Aliba de Hilchasa, and that is that if it doesn't have the Tzuras HaPri, then it loses its Borei Pri HaEitz. According to the Netziv, the halacha is that if you have something that the derech is to eat it, and it's clearly that original pri, and even have parts of that original pri, it's no longer going to get a Borei Pri HaEitz. Why? Because you need the Chalos Shein pri. It needs to have its original identity of a pri. There has to be some recognition of the Tzuras HaPri. If there's no recognition of Tzuras HaPri, even if there's recognition that it came from that fruit, it already is going to get a shahakol. According to the Rif, what bracha would it make? According to the Rif, what bracha would you make? A shahakol. So mamish, the way you learn pshat in Shakla V'Tariya is nafkamina la'alacha. Says the Netziv, and that's why, he says, the Taz is wrong in his objection to the Ramah. Let's take a look now. Most Talmidim have a Mishnah Berurah. Try to have every day the Chol HaPachos of Mishnah Berurah. Take a look. Let's look back in Siv Zayin. Says the Ramah, what do we do in regards to applesauce? What do we do in regards to applesauce? That's already been, that all of its pieces have been broken off. Broken up. Says Ramah, V'tov lochosh l'chadchil v'arach shahako, l'chadchil you should make a shahako. Havol embirech borei pri ha'etz yotza, but if you make a borei pri ha'etz yotza, kein nira ikker. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says, what? The Ramah says that mi ikker d'dina, you should make a shahakal and your yotze and borei pri ha'etz. Says the Taz, no. You should make lechatchila borei pri ha'etz, which, by the way, is as we pointed out in the halacha l'maisa shir, how we paskin. When it comes to applesauce, even if there are no pieces left, as long as the applesauce hasn't been entirely pulverized, the bracha is a borei pri ha'etz. Comes along the Taz, and Taz says, I don't understand why the Ramah said a shahakal. The Ramah should never have said a shahakol. The bracha should be a borei pri ha'etz. And he says, no one ever says that you need to have pieces still in the applesauce. Who says that, says the Taz? Find me a Rishon. So says the Netziv, I'll find you a Rishon. The Taz, by the way, knew this Rishon. He says, Rashi. Daf, Lamed Ches, Amid Aleph. Let's look at the Sugya of Terima. Lamed Ches, Amid Aleph. What exactly is Terima? Terima Mao. What's the bracha that you make on Terima? So how does Rashi describe Terima? Ma Mevarchin Aleph. Vishem Trima Kol Dover HaKadosh Tzas. It's cut down a little. Ve'ina Merusa, but it's not entirely smashed. Says the Netziv. No. The Truma Sadesh and the Ramah are right, Mikra Dedina. We already have major Rishonim that say that the moment it smashed and it lost its Surah Sabri, not cut down into small pieces, but it's smashed entirely, it's not Katush. It's merusak. Merusak means smashed. Mashed. In such a case, the halacha is gets a shahako. The only shaila by Trima was when it still has pieces. It says the Netziv, that's exactly why the Ramah said to make the bracha shahako. Because it could very well be that the Ramah holds that any time you don't have pieces in the food, bracha is going to be shahako. The Netziv is going to claim that Rashi and our sugya is mamish going to bear it out in the Shakla V'Tarya. That's what we're going to see in a moment in the Shakla V'Tarya of our Gemara. And we are saying, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there are two ways of reading the Gemara. According to Yaakov and the Rif, there are no two ways of reading the Gemara. According to Yaakov and the Rif, everything's dependent on Derech. Surah Sapri was thrown out the step above. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, so then, no. Derech was never introduced. Derech is not in the Gemara at all. Yaakov's wrong. Aye. What does the Gemara mean? Lu yachrina? So you could just say that you have to knock it off its path. You got to passel it from its abracha. That's one way of understanding it. Or you could say what the Gemara's teretz is, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is like Ramban al-Tayra is saying. Iko ilu yachrina, this is the tafkid of the pri. And Shemen is the one exception in the world where it's Tsuras HaPri is not the way God created it. But there's one other exception. What's the other exception? Wine. Those are two exceptions in the world. Everything else, it's Tsuras HaPri. Then wine. So that gets into the sugya on the bottom of that we had Alamed Vav on the base. Why Alamed Hay on the base? Why wine gets a unique bracha v'chule v'chule. But that's the exception to the rule. But really the tafkid is what? The tafkid is to be shem, for it to be shemen. And its expression as a pri is one gzeres hakosuv. And every other fruit needs a tzures hapri. Okay. These are two ways of reading Gemara with mamish nafkaminas lahalacha. And all this is behind the halacha. Take a look at the Taz. Taz says again, Taz says, what? Where did he get this from? Where did Truma Sagadesh get some? You need pieces? Where do you get it from? So the answer is no. Could very well be that our Gemara holds that you need Surah Sapri. It could be Pshat. And then the Tziv claims that's Rashi Shita. The Rashi holds that if it loses its Surah Sapri, then in such a case it gets a bracha of Shat. Let's start saying questions. Yes, Yom.
I just don't understand how do you see this Rashi in.
Oh, so Taz quotes the Rashi, and Taz claims that Rashi's lava. Maybe when we do the Rashi and Lam Zayin Amalaf, we'll put the Taz on the Mar Makomos. And the question is whether Rashi's dafka or lav dafka. That's really the question. Taz claims it's lav dafka. Once the Netziv gets through with our Rashi, he's convinced that every word in Rashi is dafka. By the way, there is a bomb question on those who hold Surah Sapri, which I just throw out to you. If you learn, like the Trumas Hadeshen, the way the Netziv understood the Trumas Hadeshen, the bomb kasha is vegetable soup. What bracha do we say you make on vegetable soup? You make adama. Even if there isn't a single vegetable that's left in the soup, you still make adama. So if Soloveitchik entertained everything that we just said, and then he threw it all out. He threw out what his great-grandfather said. He didn't even know. He doesn't quote his his great-grandfather. He threw out what the Netziv said. He said it can't be correct because we see that when it comes to Gemara and Lamites, the halach is that shlokos, cooked vegetables, even if you have just the soup, you make a borei pri adama. So obviously, we don't follow this rule, tzura sepri. But there are tairus into this. The Netziv, just like the Taz wasn't ignorant, so too the Netziv wasn't ignorant. So we're gonna say that, discuss this as a legitimate shita, as the Netziv's shita. But everybody sees how it evolves from the shakla v'tari of the Gemara. That's critical to see how this evolves from the shakla v'tari. Yes.
I brought up Bach a few weeks ago as like a third opinion and said.
Yeah, Bach, let's leave it.
I just wanted to ask if it was a question on the Bach because we see.
Do you mind not if you leave the Bach now? I'm trying to learn Gemara well.
Okay.
Wild sheet is not my tafkid yet. I want to get good pshat. So a wild sheet, we'll get there, Bezer Hashem. At the end of the sugya, please ask me. But right now, I want to make sure if I'm reading the words properly. Yes, Natana. He says misfarasa, but you think it's Sayser Rabbeinu Yonah? Explain. Well, first of all, we haven't gotten to the Netziv's feather. The feather in his hat is Rashi. I did things differently than usual. Did anybody notice? Usually, what's the first Rishon I analyze? Always Rashi. I dafka left Rashi for the last because, right? I dafka left Rashi for the last because Rashi here is very, very nuanced. And I felt if I was going to give you the Chakira without seeing the Nafkaminas, you would get lost in Rashi. Now, I want to read with really make a Lamda Shalaining with you in Rashi, now that you appreciate what's at stake. So we're going to get to Rashi in a moment, but you want to say to me that in Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not Shaykh to have such a Chakira? Go ahead, let me hear one.
In everything, I think,
I don't know if he has his own last line. Okay, but he says that so the emphasis is Eina Roy Lachila. Natanel saying well. Natanel is saying that Rabbeinu Yonah says she'ena ro'ui l'achila. It's at this moment it's not ro'ui l'achila. Not that it doesn't have the tzuras hapas, but it's not ro'ui l'achila. And because it's not ro'ui l'achila, then it got knocked off the train. And once it got knocked off the train, so then in such a case it doesn't work. I accept your point 100%. At the end of the day, it doesn't take away anything else that I had said, but you could be choker stam in the Gemara. But I accept. Natanel is pointing out that when Rabbeinu Yonah says she'ena roi l'achila, we see that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it gets knocked off the train. In other words, it lost its shame achila, its derech, its shame ochel. Could even be a shame ochel. It lost its shame ochel. Once it loses its shame ochel, then it needs its new identity to be able to get that bracha. Correct. Point accepted. Yes, Michal.
Could say
Yes.
And Rabbi Yonah says that Svara is weaker. Is that Svara stronger?
Yeah. This Rabbi Yonah is very, very important.
That Yeshua says that.
It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Bava Tamma and Bava Mabez. That Svara, if you have a Svara, you don't need a Pasuk.
It's stronger than a Pasuk. Why did you say that you guys Pasha? Nikasha? Why did
I don't know. I was bothered by I don't have good terrors. Okay. Now, Rabbi, let's begin the Rashi so you could. We'll give a lot of Maramakomos for tomorrow, but let's start in reading the Rashi. I'm going to want you to read this in Seder as well. Says Rashi, Hacha Islay Ilu Yachlina, Hilkach Yatza Miklal Pri, Ulechlal Derech Achilasa Lo Ba. Therefore, it goes out from being a Pri, and it didn't come to Derech Achila, Avala Shemen Miyad Bo Shinuya of Lechlal Derech Achilasa. The Iker Hapri Lakachna Tu Hilkach Priyu. Now this Rashi deserves more than 2 minutes. But in 2 minutes, let me tell you how the Netziv read this Rashi. The Netziv says, Rashi says beferish, yotza nichlal kli. When it comes to kimcha dechita, it loses its status of a pri. However, because the shemen is lakach natuhu, it was planted to be such a fruit, so then it's an exception to the rule. The rule is you need suras apri. And the moment it loses suras apri, what bracha does it get? Shakol. However, when there's one exception, and that exception is shemen, because lakach natuhu, it was planted for its pinnacle of its pre in the state of oil, like we saw in the Ramban al Atayra. That's how the Netziv read Rashi. Says the Netziv, Gishmak, Rashi l'shitaso. Rashi's l'shitaso, Lamed Zayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara Lamed Zayin Amin Aleph said that Trima maybe gets eights, even though it's smashed. So Rashi says, don't make a mistake. Says Rashi, it's polite, it jumps out at you. You know, the Taz is going to be difficult, like Yoni said. Says Rashi. Lamiches, right? Lamiches Amin Aleph? Says Rashi, Lamiches. Kol Dover HaKotosh Ktsas. It's only broken up a little. Ve'ino Merusak L'gamri. Because, of course, it needs Suras HaPri. And that's why Rashi emphasizes Yotza Michlal Pri. Why did Rashi just say Derech Achiloso? The answer, it says, is the Netziv, is because that is the Hagdara of the Bracha Bar Pri Adam Bar Pri Eitz, is it needs Suras HaPri. And what Rashi is saying is that Shemin is the exception to the rule. Beautiful. Rashi L'shitaso. I want the Talmidim to think about this Netziv. Look up these Mar Makomos. Read Rabbeinu Yonah again. Do what Netanel did in making this point. In other words, be medayik again, start all over. See how these nafkaminas that we gave all starts. I want everybody to see how it stemmed from the Shatka Vatari of the Gemara. The two different ways of reading the Gemara's teretz of Igor Luyachmina or Leka Igor Luyachmina.
Right.
No, Rabbeinu Yonah. First of all, you seem to understand the chat that you can't be okay, because Rabbeinu Yonah was rejecting the riff. He said that.
Yeah. Right, stop saying, but that sounds like the way you explained it.
No.
It's knocked off its original.
Listen over again. It's more subtle than that. When it's not derech achila, then it loses its identity as it loses its original identity. Not because it's not the normal way to eat it, but it's no longer considered a bowl.